sometimes you see the ones that you care for give you so much pain. Oh, but it's all right. They're both one in the same.
Mad Mike. Wow, Will. Coast to coast. Serving east, west, north, south, and around the globe. Think you know, Frankie Beverly and Maze, one of the great, great groups, man. Hey, they're still rocking. Man, back to Mike and Mad Mike and Wild Will Coast to Coast. Hey, Mike, man, I'm enjoying this. Always enjoy this show, and our audience does as well. They love the show because when I post it, I see great music, great dialogue, great fun, right? And that's what I get out of this.
I got to tell you about the picture behind me here.
Okay, please.
You know, my friends, Scott and Patty, who have done requests for our show in the past.
Yes.
So we spend a lot of time up at her place. Well, her place looks to the south from Highland. And William, let me see if I can do this correctly, right over here. I get it right.
Okay.
Oh, this camera just messes me up. But right over my shoulder here is where William used to live in San Bernardino.
Okay. Wow.
This picture was taken on Christmas Eve of the sunset. And on the other side, oh, way over here.
Okay.
Is Norton Air Force Base.
Right. Okay. Oh, we, California
so
folks.
So this was the sunset on Christmas from Patty's place.
Beautiful, beautiful. Now, you know, I think there was a party. Was that, was it your ranch? Several years ago, before I met you, there was a huge celebration. And I think, and I didn't even know you. I think I met you some 10 years later, or whatever it was. But I went to a nice party. I was invited by Tim May. He said, man, come on, we're going to this party. And it's out in on a ranch. And there was great food, great people. It was all over the place. And that was in Redlands where you live, I believe. Did we talk about this before?
I don't think we have. I helped build a place called Sundance Ranch where I lived for 17 years and helped them build it into a more than 100 head of horses that are boarded. And then I bought the 5 acres up from them. I don't remember. I know Tim very well. I don't remember being at a party out here.
No, I'm talking about, did you host a party like that? Did you host a party?
Did I?
Yes, sir.
Well, not me personally at my ranch, but I worked a lot of the parties at Sundance Ranch where they did weddings and we did 4th of July parties and we did all kinds of ranch parties.
Okay.
We did those every year, multiple times per year, but I can't remember Tim May ever being at one of them.
Well, I know I was at one of them. Okay. I know I was. But anyway, back to folks. Check it out. It's almost like you are listening to a conversation that Mike and I have off air often. Right? And we just talk about stuff. And we just invited you to come on into the living room and enjoy with us our conversations, our dialogue. And I guarantee you, one of us, if not both of us, going to say something stupid throughout the night. Okay? Promise you that.
Oh, guarantee.
Guaranteed. This is
guaranteed.
Yep. And then we'll come back because we still want to talk about our giveaway next week. Okay. And in case you're just tuning in, we're going to give a gift card next week. After the next two songs, we'll come back and tell you how you can, enter, the contest. How about that? Mike, offer one of your, what list is this? This is off of yours, the second list that you sent me. I'm taking all the music, hey, bro. I'm having a good time. Let's do this. Mad Mike, Wild Wheel, Coast to Coast.
I might have picked this song somewhere around Halloween, but you can't deny this young man's... his ability and his talent.
The greatest entertainer.
Other issues, but
the greatest entertainer ever.
Take your weight off of me. I know your every move, so won't you just let me be? I've been here times before, but I was too blind to see that you seduce every man. This time you won't seduce me. Just saying that's okay. Hey, baby, do as you please. I have the stuff that you want. I am the thing that you need. She looked me deep in the eyes. She touching me so deep.
to go home, cause I'm retired, you see. Now I hear sleeping alone, why don't you come with me? I send my babies at home, she's probably worried tonight. I didn't call on the phone to say that I'm alright. Diana walked up to me, she said I'm on your tonight. And then I ran to the phone, saying baby I'm alright. I said but unlock the door, cause I forgot the key. She said he's not coming back, because he's sleeping with me.
Darkness of the night, all alone, I walk each street until I find someone.
the stylistics, children of the night. Welcome back, Mad Mike, Wild Will. That's right, folks, coast to coast. The Stylistics. You music aficionados and just fans, right? That's from that Philly sound. Wow, you had the Stylistics, you had the OJs. Who else was up there? Man, so much great music. And Mike and I, we've talked about this, and we talk about music. We talk about all aspects of music, not only what we hear and what we love to hear, but what are the effects that music has on your mind, your body, and your soul. And I think it's really not paid that much attention to, Mike. Oh, by the way, let me welcome the audience back. This is Mad Mike and Wild Will Coast to Coast, and this is what we do each and every week. We have a lot of fun, a lot of great music, and also throughout the program, we dialogue about different things that has nothing to do with music, but maybe so. Mike?
Yeah, I forgot to mention back when we did the Peter Gabriel song. Can you hear me okay? I know we're
fine. I hear you fine.
Okay, very good. Anyway, the Peter Gabriel song, Sledgehammer.
Uh-huh.
I always tried to do a little research on the songs that I send you. And when they did the video that goes with that song, which you can all look up on YouTube. In fact, many of the songs that we play here, you can look up the videos that go along correspondingly with the song itself. But he had to sit for part of that video where it's just a headshot, and it's his head, and revolving around his head is a toy train in stop action. And he had to sit for 12 hours. He had to sit still for 12 hours in order to do that stop action portion of that video.
Amazing.
So if you go back and look that video, yeah, think of him sitting in a chair for 12 hours while they filmed him to get that stop action to put into the video itself. I did neglect to mention something last week. Go ahead.
No, please continue.
I did forget to mention something, because back on the 22nd, on the Thursday before Christmas, I had to abruptly leave the show. My son texted me that his mom, my wife, my ex-wife, but we get along great, that she was in the hospital in the emergency room.
Okay.
And it turned out that she ended up with meningitis, which the version of meningitis she got, like a third of the people die. Mm. So for 3-4 days, we didn't know if she was going to survive. And again, she and I are good with each other. In fact, we still live in the same home together on the ranch.
Well, you know, I'll,
but, I
can she listen?
What's that?
Can she listen to our show?
I don't know. I told her, she knows I do the show on Thursday. She has recovered remarkably well over the last 2 weeks. This is 2 weeks that she sat in the hospital going from room to room to room. She's in the recovery section now where they do exercise and they test her mental abilities. Her mind is sharp. She's lacking a little physically in that she gets fatigued quickly. But as far as like her movements and control of her body, she's doing really, really well. We're probably looking at bringing her home in 4 to 7 days, something like that. But it's something that she could have died from and scared the hell out of me.
That's amazing.
And I'm glad she's doing exceedingly well. And so all of you, thank you, because I had to leave the show that night abruptly. And if you said a little word, I appreciate it.
You know, I did, because I called you, because folks, I'll give you a little background on this. You know how Mike clowns around, not a little bit, but a whole lot, right? And so when he says, I might have to leave the show, I didn't know it was a serious matter. I had no idea that it was, but then I was looking at him on camera, and he says, yeah, Somehow I got a signal that it was, you know, and I, but you were there for up until the last half hour of the show, at least. So, thank you so much for hanging in there. I am so glad that Susie is doing better, much better. And Susie, we're praying for you that you get even better and back to normal, jogging around the ranch, whatever you have to do, riding horses, you know, whatever it takes. Yep. Thanks, Mike.
I think she's going to end up being fine. And I believe I got to tell you this because my wife doesn't do anything little. She always has to do it big. So meningitis by itself is really, really, really bad and scary. And again, people die from it.
Right.
But there's versions of this meningitis. There's a viral version and a bacterial version. She got the bacterial version.
Ooh.
And there's like hepatitis, there's an A, B, and C. Mm-hmm. So she got this streptococcus meningitis C version.
Bad.
And when the doctors were talking to me that first night, there was a brain specialist there and the head of doctor, a female that was in charge of the emergency room. And they looked at me and they said, "We have never seen this version of meningitis in this hospital. Redlands Hospital is huge." They said, "We've never seen this."
It's a great hospital.
A huge hospital. And they said, "We've seen meningitis, but we've never seen this version. This is really weird because it's normally not something that humans get." So yeah, my wife had to get something that humans don't normally get.
Wow. Rare. I'm glad. So, well, give her my best, please. Okay.
I will.
I've never met her personally, but just give her my best. Okay.
No, she's a great lady.
I believe it.
We get along just fine. She asked me, before all this happened, you've seen Guinness. You know Guinness. He's our mascot here for Coast to Coast. And she asked me the other day, long before she went into the hospital, she says, "Have you seen the dog bowl?"
Oh.
And I said, I didn't know he bowled.
Back right. No. You can't make this stuff up. Mad Mike. Wow. Coast to coast.
It's late in the evening.
Oh, I love this song.
She's wondering what clothes to wear. She puts on her makeup and brushes her party, and everyone turns. say, my darling, you are wonderful tonight. Oh, my darling, you are wonderful tonight.
The greatest iconic groups of all time. And Mike, they are still going strong. Earth, Wind, and Fire.
You know, it's amazing how many of these old groups, like the Rolling Stones and stuff, you would have thought these people would have burned out and killed themselves long ago. And I don't wish that on anyone, but by the way, I'm very pleased that they're at their age are up and running gives me hope. So these groups that have the longevity that these people have, look at Lionel Richie.
Oh.
I mean.
Well, yeah. Lionel
just
Richie.
Just amazing how they've all lasted so well.
Amazingly, you brought up Lionel Richie originally with the Commodores, right? And he was right. With the Commodores before he went single. Some of the greatest songs, and I love singing some of his songs as well. And, let's see, Commodores, Night Shift, that's one of my favorites to sing. Lady, Easy, oh my goodness. Look, don't get me started. Oh, we already started, right? This is Mad Mike and Wild Will Coast to Coast. Earth, Wind & Fire. I remember seeing them, in their prime, and I have more information coming back later on them because it wasn't originally Earth, Wind & Fire. The group wasn't. Okay. It was, the professor and I, we talked about this just Monday. Speaking of the professor, Professor L. Roy Board III, Mike, you even commented on him before I told you about him, right? You said, I heard you guys and the professor. We've got to get him on Mad Mike and Wild Will one night. And, you know.
Absolutely.
And just pick his brain. His musical, oh my God. The show, Monday Night Madness. We have so many shows, folks. Okay, jot this down. Okay, or just remember. Keep it on. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We have programs throughout the week, Mondays through Sundays. We have people like Mad Mike here with me on Thursdays. Prior to that, he mentioned Miss Cece, Miss Cece's Kitchen. Oh, speaking of shout-outs, I've got to give a shout-out to the beautiful, lovely Doreen. Hey, Doreen, you're listening. Thank you so much for that. Seven Up is an Earth, Wind, and Fire fan. We've got Kim Rogers. We've got Beverly Haynes. Folks, I'm going all over the place, but I'll bring it back to full circle, okay? We've got a contest coming up next week. And our avid listeners, okay, and anybody who wants to join in on this contest, we're giving away a free gas card. Mike, what do you think, gas card or gift card? So if they don't want gas, they can do whatever they want with it. What do you think, Mike?
If you want to, we'll give whatever, just a regular gift card, like, you know, MasterCard or Visa or something like that. And that way, whatever needs, wants, and desires they might have, they can fulfill them. I think with our thanks.
And thank you because, Mike, I'm going to speak on behalf of the other half of the host here. Mike and I, you know, sometimes people say, host, co-host, but Mike and I, we share this equally. We share this equally. And so, he does certain things to make this a success, and I do other things, right? So we come together as a team, and I love working with this cat, right? Don't tell him I said that. Don't tell him I said, okay. All right. I think I muted his earplugs. Can you do that? Or just your microphone? Okay.
The mic seems to be working. It's still working, isn't it?
The mic is working fine. Yep, the mic is working fine. So anyway, thank you so much for listening. And we've got more music, more songs. And I'm talking because I need to get back to Mike's list here. Let me pull up something else. Oh. Did we do?
While you're pulling that up, let me make a real quick comment here. Wonderful Tonight by Clapton. I was at the American Legion post up in Highland, which you and I have been to where you've done karaoke there. Uh-huh. I was there last night promoting our show along with seeing all my friends. And there's a lady in management there. Her name is Anna. She's a doll. Her husband, always shows up with her there. And she's the one that I promised I would play Wonderful Tonight for. So Anna, if you're listening in.
I love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. Hey, thank you so much, Mike. Oh, I got to do this one. Got a story behind this. This is one of yours. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
You can tell the story now or after?
After.
Okay.
I have to listen to this song, bro.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I got something to say about this, too.
It's easy because you're beautiful. Making love with you is all I want to do. Loving you is more than just a dream come true. And everything that I do is out of loving you. La 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 la.
Coast to coast. Mike, please speak first. And I have a story about Minnie as well. Mike.
Wow. Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. What a unique voice she has. unfortunately, I have to say. Again, William and I, we try to research or we know a little bit about these songs. Nothing like the professor, though. The professor's like yeah. Way
top notch.
Way above my mouth. No. But I still try to like pay attention, do some research, give you some inside information on some of these songs. And the sad thing about Minnie Riperton is, that song you just heard was released in 75.
Mm-hmm.
In 79, she was releasing her fifth studio album, which came out in May. Yeah, it came out in May of 79.
Okay.
And two months later in July, she died from cancer.
It was amazing. Wow. You know, speaking of her voice, unique, yes. Rare, yes. Let me tell you how rare, folks. She had a range which was called the whistle range. And Some may know and some may not. What is the whistle range? With ladies, you have your contraltos, you have your altos, and you have your sopranos. When you talk about the whistle range, you are five octaves. One, two, three, four, five octaves at least above soprano. You can't make this up. And it's absolutely rare. Minnie Riperton, and then I tell someone else, now Minnie Riperton, I don't know many female artists that have surpassed her range. Okay? But you have Mariah Carey. Mariah Carey is also...
I was just going to say Mariah Carey.
Oh, yeah. She's in that whistle range as well. And there are others. Believe it or not, no, I know you believe it. The professor and I, we covered a show on this, Mike. It was absolutely amazing. It's amazing. And I think that if you know more about what you're listening to, you can appreciate it more. And that's what Mike and I try to do. Like he said, we don't go to the extent that we do on Monday night. I'm excited about this coming Monday night. I have no idea what the professor is going to come up with. Sort of like Mike. Mike pick his list. The professor pick his list. And I pick mine. And we go deep. We call ourselves musical and sonic archaeologists. Because we dig up the gems and we give it to you on a silver platter. That's right. Musicology at its finest. You're not going to find better music history than you will find right here on Studio W The Buzz. Monday Night Madness is a thing. It's a happening. It's just like Mad Mike and Wild Will. Mad Mike and Wild Will. Mike is holding down the West Coast. I'm holding down the East. And I'm going to let Mike have the North. I'm going to take the South. You know, but whatever it is, we love you guys listening wherever you are. Okay. It's all about love.
You know, I'm trying to hold down California, but it's getting tougher and tougher every day.
It's a big state. It's a big state. Okay. Oh my goodness. Oh, I have a quick question to ask you. Hey guys, we cover everything. The weather in California right now, you guys are, no, it's beyond a threat. Heavy rains, right? Now, as we speak? Am I right?
What are you talking about? It's beautiful outside.
That's a doggone picture. Be right back.
See if you can spot this.
Man, Mike. Mike. Yeah. Eric Clapton, I had to do this one. You started it. This is my jam, man.
You'll get no argument from me.
Layla. Oh, man. Layla. Oh, I love this.
What will you do when you get lonely? No one waiting. Your side, you've been running, hiding much too long. You know it's just your foolish mind, Layla.
Oh, girl,
got me on my knees.
Got me on my knees. Ow!
Dang it, darling, be away. Darling, don't you need my boy? Darling.
Layla. Oh, yes. Absolutely, yes. Look. Huh. Mad Mike, Wild Will, Coast to Coast. I should have saved that for my my wild pick. Mike, that's my jam, man.
It'd have been a good one.
That's my jam. Look, as a matter of fact, off camera, I was up here. I was dancing. I was dancing to that one. Chuck. Yep.
I'm glad it was off camera.
Mike, let me. Oh, oh. See, you shouldn't. You shouldn't have gone there, Mike.
Camera.
Mike, you shouldn't have gone there. You should. You know. Oh, you didn't know. No, hold it. You didn't know. You didn't know Wild Will could dance. You didn't know that, did you? Don't play, Mike. You, Mike. No. No.
Well, you know, I'm not one to talk because I'm a typical white boy. I can't sing. I can't sing. I can't dance. I can't whistle. I can't jump. There's other things I'm very good at. But, yeah, all that stuff I can't.
Okay, we're gonna stick.
I got no room to talk.
We're gonna stick to the subject. No. So I didn't say, but I didn't know. I've never seen you dance, right? I've never seen you sing.
Yeah, you're not going to either.
Oh, I understand that. I'm glad you stuck your own foot in your own mouth because, Mike, I kind of figured you couldn't dance anyway. Because you,
Clint Eastwood once said, "A man's got to know his limitations," and I believe I know my limitations. So, thank you, Clint. I'm gonna stick to the script.
Oh my God! Somebody bring me a towel. Oh, Mike. Mike, I didn't want to assume anything, but I figured because I said, can Mike, now Mike has never picked up the microphone and sing. Oh my God. Mike is karaoke for DJ parties and things like that. I mean, he's a DJ for karaoke, right? He does that often and he does parties for people. Oh, speaking of which, Mike, we haven't talked about our cyber parties that we can do for the audience globally. Folks.
Well, we talked briefly about it, but yeah.
Yeah.
Laid out again.
Look, if you want to have a party, we do not care. As long as you can hear us right now, you can have a party in your own home. It can be in the United States. It can be in the UK. It can be in Brazil. It can be in China. Can we still broadcast in China? I hope so. Okay. I don't know what's going on in Russia, but that's a whole nother story.
Not so sure about that one.
Okay. No, we ain't going there. Okay. We love you people there. You good people there in Russia. We love you too. Okay. As a matter of fact, I did have some listeners from Russia one time. Amazing. Okay. That, I don't know who that was, but hey, they clicked in. Canada, Australia, New Zealand, Jamaica. Hey, Mon, how are you guys doing over there?
Let me say something about that, if you will, William.
Go ahead. Look here. You got the West Coast. You control that. Just go say what you want to say.
I wish I told it. Like I said, California's getting more and more difficult all the time. But I do have something to say about people around the world, because I have had limited experience with people from other countries and stuff. I spent a week down in Venezuela filming with this Discovery Channel. Mm-hmm. And what I figured out about people around the world is that they all are just trying to survive,
right,
trying to be happy, trying to be positive, trying to be productive.
Right.
And this kind of goes along with what CeCe and Miss Victoria were talking about earlier, is keeping that upbeat feeling and understanding how lucky we all really are to even exist on this earth.
Man.
So with that being said, I don't think the people in Russia or China or Venezuela or Mexico or Canada or Switzerland, anywhere else, I don't think there's a whole lot of difference between all of us, because we're just human beings that want to be happy.
That's
and raise
it.
Our families and have great memories and live great lives. That's all we're trying to do.
Yep.
Where the problem lies is when we get tyrannical governments involved that are controlling and want to suppress you and hold you down and stand on your neck.
That's right.
And want to separate us as human beings by categorizing us into different pockets, so to speak. I don't want to be categorized.
Divide and conquer, Mike.
Divide and conquer. And we as human beings should not allow that to occur with any government, our government or any other.
That's
don't
right.
separate us. You know, I'm a human being, and if you want to look at me, then separate me into one of two categories. Good or evil.
Bingo.
That's the only separation I want to hear from anybody.
That's
it. And anything else is irrelevant.
That's right.
Or I'll get off my soapbox.
Well, I'm going to get on mine real quick. Real
Knock
quick.
Out.
And I'm going to say this. And it's going to stun some and shock most. Folks, we need to get off this race issue. There's only one race, and that's the human race. That's all I have to say.
We all bleed the same blood.
Hey. When you leave here.
Nice segue.
Wise men say.
Nice way.
Only fools.
My pleasure, my brother.
But I can't help falling in love with you. Shall I stay? Would it be a sin if I can't help falling in love with you? Like a river flows surely to the sea, darling, so it goes. Some things are meant to be. Some things to be. Take my hand, take my whole life too, for I can't help falling in love with you, for I can't help falling in love with you.
Folks, we're back.
Beautiful song. Beautiful song.
Mike, one of my favorites, brother. One of my all-time favorites. And you often hear me say, oh, man, that's a song that I sang when I was singing